Morning Watch, chapters 5 through 8 of Romans, the kernel of the Bible, week 5. The indwelling Christ. Friday related verses. Romans 8:10. But if Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, the spirit is life because of righteousness. Romans 5:18-21. So then, as it was through one offense unto condemnation to all men, so also it was through one righteous act unto justification of life to all men. In order that just as sin reigned in death, so also grace might reign through righteousness unto eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 8:3. For that which the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God, sending his own Son in the likeness of the flesh of sin and concerning sin, condemned sin in the flesh. 1 Corinthians 6:17-19. But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? Colossians 3:3-4. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ our life is manifested, then you also will be manifested with him in glory. Related reading. Through the fall of man, sin, bringing death with it, entered the human body, causing it to become dead and impotent in the things of God. Although God condemns sin in the flesh, this sin has not been uprooted or eradicated from man's fallen body. Hence, our body is still dead. The spirit in Romans 8:10 refers to the regenerated human spirit, in contrast to the fallen human body. This spirit is not the spirit of God. For the spirit mentioned here is life only under the condition that Christ is in us. For the spirit of God to be life, no particular condition is required. Hence, the spirit's being life because of righteousness can refer only to our human spirit, not the spirit of God. Our spirit has not only been regenerated and made living, it has become life. When we believed in Christ, he as the divine spirit of life came into our spirit and mingled himself with it. The two spirits thereby have become one spirit. Now our spirit is not merely living, but is life. In God's justification, we have received righteousness, which is the triune God himself, entering into our being, into our spirit. This righteousness results in life. Hence, our spirit has now become life. As God deals with us, he always cares for three of his divine attributes: his righteousness, holiness, and glory. Righteousness is related to God's acts, to his ways, actions, and activities. Everything that God does is righteous. Holiness is God's nature. Holiness is not a matter of action, but of nature. Glory is God himself expressed. When God is expressed, that is glory. Therefore, in righteousness we see God's ways, in holiness we see God's nature, and in glory we see God expressed. Three of the sections in Romans, justification, sanctification, and glorification, were composed according to these three attributes of God. Justification according to God's righteousness, sanctification according to God's holiness, and glorification according to God's glory. In the first stage of God's salvation, we participate in the righteousness of God. This is justification in which we gain God's righteousness. In the second stage, we are in the process of sanctification, a process in which God works his divine nature into us. Although we have obtained and participated in God's righteousness outwardly, God's holiness needs to be wrought into us inwardly. In the next stage, we will be raptured and glorified, absolutely brought into God himself as all glory. the first stage of God's salvation, justification, takes care of our spirit. The second stage, sanctification, mainly deals with our soul, with a slight amount of saturation in our body. And the third stage, glorification, concerns our physical body. In Romans 8:10, Paul says that if Christ is in us, our spirit is life because of righteousness, meaning that in God's justification, we have gained righteousness. Through the righteousness, our spirit has been made alive and actually becomes life. However, there is not yet the divine life in our soul. Therefore, we need to cooperate with the indwelling Christ by setting our mind upon the Spirit, enabling the Spirit of life to saturate our mind with Himself. Then our mind will be life. If we continue to cooperate, the saturating and spreading One will spread Himself from our spirit even into our mortal body. Then we will only need to wait for the time when our body will be brought into His glory. That will be our glorification,